Good evening.
Hello, good evening.
I believe we're going to be starting on verse 337. Is that your records as well, Anna?
Yes.
Okay. Do you want to go forward as it's only you? I'm sure others will come, but do you want to go forward or do you want to wait?
Yes, it's okay.
Okay. So we are in section 42 of Parashat Noach from the Sulam commentary. And we are at verse 337, and I will start with the Lashem Yehud. Lashem Yehud, Kud Shabri, Hu Ishkin Te, Bithilu, Urkimu, Uthilu, Uthilu, Urkimu. Leakta, Lashem, Yodhe, Bavate, Bihuda, Shalim, Bashem, Kol Yisrael. Limud Torah Mitzvah, La'asok Torah Mitzvah. Vayehino Amadonai Elohino Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Kunenei Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Kunenehu. Vayehi Kol Haaretz Tafa Aechat Udvarim Achadim Tehakidein Alma Bisoda Vikara Visharsha Kada umchem nuta, kada beya bekud shabarichu, makiti vayhi benasam, mikedem, mikad ma'a ikara, bialma nechaim nuta, bekola vayim imtsu. Bika mitzia ashkahu v'nafku v'amitchot mehem nuta ila'a. And the whole earth was of one language and of one speech, because it had one basic and essential foundation, mercy. All peoples had faith in the Holy One, blessed be He, and would not sin before Him. But what does it say? It says, and it came to pass as they journeyed from the east, meaning that they drifted away from the first and foremost of the world and from the universal faith, and they found a plain. They did indeed find something. Something that would cause them to leave the supernal faith, as shall be explained. Questions, comments, thoughts?
Well, it seems to be a repetition of last week. I would think that the first statement was saying that it was Hashem's mercy that allowed what was happening to happen. And are they giving us a hint that there's something new that they're going to explain to us as to why they, that would cause them to draw away from Hashem?
Well, they're giving us in this verse, but first let me clarify something you just said. Last week was talking about how the temple was built.
Okay.
This week is talking about the Tower of Babel. Now, with respect to the Tower of Babel, this was 10 generations after Noah. We went through the story of the flood and the events of Noah's life. And then 10 generations later, we have the Tower of Babel. And this is what this section is all about. And what it's saying in this verse, and it came to pass as they journeyed from the east. Now, east is a direction, but it's also an energy of chesed, well, not really chesed, of mercy. It's an energy of mercy. We have chesed that is south, judgment that is north, mercy, tiferet, that is east. And then malchut is in the west. So this phrase, this verse that talks about the people journeyed from the east is a code for they left the essence of balance, the essence of tiferet. They left mercy. And when you leave mercy, you are leaving Hashem. Is that clear?
I think so, yes.
Okay, I believe somebody else came on.
It reminded me of shaking the Levon and, you know, the Lulavim and Sukkot with the directions. And
correct.
You know, so I could see that. But I thought last week it wasn't just the temple. I thought they were mixing the temple and tabernacle, and maybe it was just in our discussions, as well as the Tower of Babel. But it was more the temple. Mm-hmm. But I'm glad you brought that out again.
Okay. I mean, we did talk about verses 335 and 336 last Thursday. So that we may have gotten that understanding. But this verse, 337, is really making it clear. The people left Hashem by the statement that they traveled from the east.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to bring that idea, all of the directions. And so when you read the story and you say, all right, they traveled from the east. Okay, well, maybe they left the area of Iran today, and they traveled from the east, but which did they go, north, south, east, west? So we don't really know from this pasuk, but it's really a code word. They traveled from the east, meaning left Hashem. They left Hashem's mercy. They left the balance point of Tiferet. Verse 338.
Diana.
Okay. Hello.
Hello.
Did you have a question, Brandy, or you just joined us?
No, I just waited till the opportune time to say my name. I didn't want to interrupt.
You broke up to me, so I'm not sure what you actually said.
I was saying hello, and I was saying I didn't want to interrupt the conversation.
Well, we're moving on to verse
338.
Tachate Nimrod Makitiv Be'a. Vati reishit mamlachto bavel tehamitaman natal leit achada birshu achara behaka vayimseu bika peeretz shinar Mita man talu beli bayu laafaka mar shoshuta ilaa lirshu achara. Come and see what is said of Nimrod. It is said, and the beginning of his kingdom was Babylon, for he drew power from from Babylon that helped him to cling on to the dominion of the other side. It also reads, they found a plain in the land of Shinar, meaning they filled their hearts with desire derived from Shinar, to leave the upper dominion and join a different power. For the land of Shinar, which is Babylon, is the head and root of severance from the Holy One, blessed be He. Questions, comments, thoughts?
So is this telling us that plain PLA on the end is a code word for the desire to leave Hashem?
No, Shinar is the code word for that.
Okay. I thought Shinar was a code. So they're almost the same. Plain in the land of Shinar. What do you think would make them? Do you think it was the influence of Nimrod that caused them to?
That's what we're going to find out later on in this section. But yes, it was the influence of Nimrod.
Mm-hmm.
Nimrod had Adam's clothing.
I remember that.
And that clothing had the ability to hypnotize. I'm using the wrong word, but it's essentially the idea. Nimrod's clothing, Adam's clothing, had the ability to hypnotize the people. Not just animals, as we learn about Adam and his hunting, but it mm-hmm. also had the ability to hypnotize people. And that's why they followed him.
He was a very charismatic man.
Yes, he was. And he still is. Because he's been reincarnated into our generation. And you can take your pick whether he was the North Korean dictator, or he's President Trump, or he's the man from Turkey, or he's the man from Russia, or any one of these, even the Prime Minister of Israel. We have the 10 worst human beings throughout history are reincarnated in our generation. This is what the Zohar says elsewhere. But I wanted to say one thing to make it very clear, because, Hannah, you are right. The word plain is a code word. The plain of the land of Sinai. Plain means it's not high. It's not a mountain. So we know the code words of mountain is closer to Hashem. Because it's up above mm-hmm. sea level, it's above the land. The whole idea of a mountain, you can get close to Hashem. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob are code words. They're called the mountains.
I think Randy's got a lot of static.
Yeah, I'm hearing
okay,
it
I'm
as
confused.
Well. Thank you. I know the static is lessened now. So what I was saying about the plain, it's not a mountain. And we have the code words mountain representing Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And the whole idea of a mountain is it's a high place. High meaning closer to Hashem. And a plain is a low place. A plain is flat. Meaning it's further from Hashem.
Mm-hmm.
So you had mentioned that playing a code word, and the answer is yes.
Also, when you mentioned clothes, which I remember we talked about, you know, he had Adam's clothes last week too, but it flashed in my mind how just seeing a king with a robe and a crown would influence your behavior and your thoughts. And the same thing
right.
when the high priest had his clothes on, you know, the holy garments. So
correct.
even though, like you said, I forgot what word you used, hypnotized, even though it's not hypnotized, just the garment of a person does have an influence on the way a person thinks and senses that person.
We have it today, even to the extent that, you know, when you see someone and that person makes a first impression on you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you see a homeless person with dirty clothes and that smells and all of the other accoutrements of not having a healthy life. We see that person and we don't think highly of them. But when we see an executive with his $3,000 suit and and his impressive stature, we are impressed and we have that first impression. And once you've made a first impression, whatever it is, it affects all of the rest of your impressions. Even when you learn that, well, my first impression was wrong. It's not that it's wrong, it's just you let it slide a little bit, but you always have it in the back of your perceptions. All first impressions are still part of your worldview. And that's what the same idea with the clothes for Nimrod and his ability to control the people. Verse 339. Vayom ruha ba nivna lanu iru migdal v'rosho b'shamayim v'nase lanu shem Rabbi Chiyayo petach v'har shayim kayam migrash v'gomer v'kiit yam migrash ein dekad yama nafka mitikudeya v'yazel bila habala kidei migrash v'itarach me'atreya Kiman de Rava Hamra Vilayatel Al Burieo Visal Kavanachata Memtet Begin Ki Hashaket Lo Yukal Vigrishu Me Magraf Refesh Petit Dimafku meimo pol hahutina Diyama vikol mitinufa Lashaf vauteya. And they said, come, let us build us a city and a tower whose top may reach to heaven, and let us make us a name. Rabbi Chiya quoted the verse, and the wicked are like troubled sea. He asks, is there a troubled sea? And he replies, yes, indeed, because when the sea leaves the bed in which it belongs and starts to sway uncontrollably, attempting to overcome the boundaries of the sand that holds it in place and pour over the land, it is troubled and driven from its place. It is like a drunkard who cannot sit steadily in his place and sways up and down. Why is that? Because it cannot be still, and whose waters cast up mire and dirt from its floor up to its shore. Questions, comments, thoughts?
Well, that was a good example of using troubled sea with the waters.
Yes.
Not only just with the picture, but the idea, it's when, you know, human behavior becomes negative, it does affect the weather. You know, the,
that is correct.
The hurricanes and the tornadoes and all, so.
The tornadoes, the hurricanes, the
right.
volcanoes, the tsunamis, all of the things that have been going on in the last few weeks.
Yeah.
It's all related to the human activity. And we actually learn that from the flood itself, from Noah's flood. Because human activity caused the floods to happen. Meaning the natural events of a flood happened because of it. The world needed to be cleansed. And last week, with the parasha of Noah, the earth opening up, the earthquake, was a natural event that swallowed Korach because of human activity.
And let us make us a name. What do you think that's referring to?
It's referring to the ego. It needs to be impressive.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
To be important. To be separate from the other people. In the verses related to Hannah, Eli, when he's talking to Hannah, he's asking her, why are you crying? And she's saying, I'm not crying. I want to be among my people. And that's the whole idea of you don't, you know, ego is about being important. Humble is about being one of the crowd. What do you want to be? Egotistical, important, or humble? And this is the code words. And we're really getting a good dosing of code words and seeing them for what they are. And the other important thing is the use of the word boundary. Because everything has a place. And the separation between land and sea is a boundary. But the sea is troubled, meaning it wants to go over those boundaries. It doesn't want to be limited by the boundaries. That's all part of the ego of the sea. Why do we have waves in the ocean? Science tells us it's because of gravity from the moon. But in reality, the moon's gravity is one level of gravity, but you have a lot of gravity that balances that moon's gravity from all of the mass in the solar system. All the mass in the stars. So the height of the tides, well, we say it's controlled by the moon, and to some extent it is. But what it's really saying is the sea, the water, wants to be recognized as more important than the land. Otherwise, the tides would not work the way they work.
But to me, that's illustrating that everything has a soul. You know,
yeah.
Even what we think of as inanimate objects, and, you know.
They each have an energy. They each have a consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
So we are about done. We won't be able to go on to the next verse tonight. But we'll pick
okay.
it up tomorrow.
Okay. Let me tell Brandy something. I think if you stand real still, then she wouldn't get that static. If you're moving around, it creates
what?
That kind of noise. If you stand perfectly still or sit perfectly still, it'll cut down on your static. Because I hate to say you have to mute, you know, every time.
Why don't you try that, Brandy, just to put your phone on speaker, let it sit in one place, and then if you need to move around, you can still hear it, and we can hear you, but because the phone's not moving, you should have less static. So let's try that tomorrow.
That happened with me one time, because I very seldom have static, but when I did, I was moving, and so that's how I learned that. Maybe it doesn't apply, because it's rained all day in this area, so it could also be weather.
It can be weather. There's no question. It's a relationship to the cell tower, but try it. You may find it'll be less onerous.
Okay. All right. Okay. Thank you for today.
You have a good evening. And tonight's class is about the Ari's writings. So I hope you'll join us. It's
okay.
I'm not sure we're going to finish the subject, but it's all about the Para Aduma. It's very powerful.
Oh, I love that portion. Okay. Thank you. Bye, Brandy.
Thank you. Good night.